the impact these days have. Protein Thursdays in practice, food you can choose from. Lean meat. You already know that pork and lamb are too rich in fat to be counted as pure proteins. Of those that are allowed, veal scores the best, but is often expensive and hard to find. Only use the lean parts, which should be grilled or braised. Roasted veal is allowed if well cooked. Veal chops are fattier and can be eaten on other days of the week. Beef varies in fat content according to the cut. Apart from fatty cuts for stewing, ribs and ribeye are without doubt the highest in fat and cannot possibly be included in our lean meat category. Steaks and T-bone steaks are probably the leanest cuts of beef. You can even find frozen beef burgers and mince with no more than 5% fat. You can use all of these without a second thought on Thursdays. On the other hand, be careful with other cuts if you are unsure of their fat content. If in doubt, ask your butcher. You should also know that for Protein Thursdays, beef should be well cooked rather than rare. This does not alter the protein content, but it does eliminate some of the fat. If you can find rabbit, it is an excellent source of pure protein. But do not add mustard sauce on Thursdays, as recommended for the attack diet. But feel free to add a non-fat fromage frais or cork sauce with spices. Fish and seafood. In the standard pure protein diet, I allowed you to eat all kinds of fish, from the leanest to the fattiest. Over time, I've come to accept oily fish, such as salmon, sardines, mackerel and tuna, as they are prized for their immense protective power against heart disease and arteriosclerosis, and their fat content is no higher than some cuts of meat. Nevertheless, this high fat content, acceptable for the rest of the Dukan diet, is not so for Protein Thursdays, which are your last protective barrier. If you eat salmon, do not eat more than 225 grams or 8 ounces per meal if it is fresh, and 175 grams or 6 ounces if it is smoked. Whitefish is your best ally on Thursdays. As well as the traditional ways of preparing fish, such as poaching, baking, grilling, or in a pan, another simple way is to eat it raw. Grouper, bream, sea bass, cod and monkfish are excellent eaten this way. Marinate in thin slices, like sashimi or cubed, for a few minutes in lemon juice with some salt, black pepper and herb de Provence. They make an unusual, fresh and flavourful starter or main course. Turbot, red mullet and skate are the fattiest whitefish, but much less so than the leanest meat, so you can eat as much of them as you want. Crab, shrimps, mussels, oysters and scallops are even leaner than fish. A seafood dish or platter can save you from embarrassment if you have to accept an invitation to eat out on a Thursday. However, if you are a fan of shellfish and you like it in great quantities, avoid very fatty oysters, usually the large ones. Add lemon to them, but do not drink their juice. Poultry. With the exception of flat-beaked birds, such as duck and goose, and when eaten without skin, poultry is one of the best foundations for a protein diet. However, on Protein Thursdays, a few words of caution need to temper this freedom. Chicken, our basic poultry food, can be eaten freely, but as well as the skin, avoid the wings, thighs and parson's nose, which can be saved for the rest of the week. Other poultry is allowed without any restrictions. Turkey and guinea fowl are the leanest poultry of all, so eat them freely. Pigeon and quail add a festive touch to your Protein Thursdays. These birds can all be prepared differently. Chicken is best served oven roasted or on skewers. On Thursdays, go for the skewered kebab version and make sure you remove it from the dish right away so that it does not soak up too much juice and extra fat. Turkey and guinea fowl can be roasted in the oven, moistened occasionally with lemon water so as to separate the fat. On Thursdays, the best way to do pigeon or quail is on skewers. Eggs. Egg white is the richest natural source of protein, much purer than any protein powder you can buy. But this is only one part of the egg, and the yolk, intended for the growing chick, contains many complex fats, including cholesterol. Together, the whole egg provides a balanced food you can eat on Thursdays. However, if you're finding it hard to stabilize your weight, or if your week has been particularly indulgent, and you want to get the maximum impact from your protein Thursday, eat fewer eggs. Or alternatively, avoid the yolk and eat as many whites as you want. Another solution is to make omelets or scrambled eggs with one yolk for two whites. And if you are really hungry, add some powdered skimmed milk. But remember that all these precautions are wasted if you cook your eggs with butter or oil. Get a good quality non-stick frying pan and put a few drops of water in the bottom before breaking your eggs. Non-fat dairy products. Non-fat fromage frais, quark, yogurt and cottage cheese have the advantage of having no fat. But what else is in these products, which statistics show are becoming increasingly popular every year? There is, of course, milk protein, which is used to make protein powder. But we also find in moderate quantities lactose or milk sugar, which is not welcome here. Our two Attack and Cruise weight loss diets prove that the presence of lactose does not lessen the pure protein diet's performance, and that non-fat milk products, as your only source of fresh and creamy tastes, can be eaten without limit, or at least without exceeding around 675 grams or 1.5 pounds per day. However, for the once-a-week only protein Thursdays in the permanent stabilization diet, these products must be selected more carefully to reduce your lactose intake. Compare your non-fat cottage cheese, fromage frais, quark and yogurts, and check that for the same number of calories, you're getting more protein and less lactose. On Thursdays, if you like dairy products, then go for as little lactose as possible. You can be less fussy the other 6 days of the week. Water. Here again, we need to adjust the pure protein diet instructions. 1.5 litres of water a day is a good minimum amount to purify a body that is burning up its own fat. On these stabilizing Thursdays, you should up this to at least 2 litres for the day, as this amount will flood the small intestine and reduce its craving for food. Further diluting the food eaten prolongs and slows down its absorption, and another advantage is that digestion is speeded up. Thoroughly flushing out the intestines like this, along with the pure proteins, creates a kind of shock wave, whose aim is not only to stop food being assimilated on Thursdays, but also to keep the effect going for the next 2 or 3 days. Leaving us then with only 3 or 4 days when the energy extracted from your food will be at its highest rate. Salt. Salt is an indispensable food. Our body is bathed in a kind of inner fluid, blood and lymph, whose salt level is close to that of the sea. But salt is an enemy for anyone wanting to keep the pounds off. If too much is absorbed, salt retains water and invades tissues already overloaded with fat. On the other hand, a weight loss diet lacking in salt can result in lower blood pressure and can cause tiredness if followed for too long. Because of that, the Dukan diet dictates only a slight reduction in salt during the first 3 phases. But for stabilization Thursdays, instructions are stepped up and salt reduced. Restricting intake for 1 day is not enough to lower blood pressure, but it is sufficient to enable the water you drink to pass through your system and clean it out. Purifying tissues is particularly important for women who, because of hormonal influences, experience significant water retention at certain times in their menstrual cycle. For the same reasons, you should limit mustard on Thursdays, but you can use vinegar, pepper, and all other spices to compensate for any lack of flavour. Powdered proteins. Up until now, protein has meant natural foods. But apart from egg white, no food is pure protein per se, so all our efforts have gone into choosing foods with the best protein content. The food industry has, for some time now, offered powdered proteins, close to total purity. In theory, these sachets are just what we want, but in practice, we will see that using them has certain, often serious drawbacks that overshadow their advantages. The advantages and disadvantages of powdered proteins. The advantages. For a long time, the laboratories that sold powdered proteins promoted their purity as their main advantage. In fact, this advantage is insignificant. During my program's first two phases, and until the true weight is reached, the absolute purity of these powders has no decisive advantage over protein foods, neither as far as length of time or weight loss are concerned. In permanent stabilization, when the diet is only for one day a week, there is some sense in using them to strengthen the impact of protein Thursdays, but here again, they are far from indispensable. Powdered proteins also have the advantage of being clean, easy to carry around, and practical to use in any busy work situation, if you have irregular hours and no time to prepare food or eat at regular mealtimes. The disadvantages. The first and main drawback of powdered proteins is that they are artificial. A human being is not biologically programmed to eat powder. All our senses, sight, touch, smell, taste, as well as those parts of the brain which control our feelings of satisfaction and pleasure, make us choose to feed ourselves with foods that have a particular appearance, flavour, aroma and texture. Quite simply, human foods. And when I say human, this is not just an empty word or intellectual, philosophical or moral posturing. I'm talking about effectiveness. Now is a good time to briefly give you my analysis of the reasons for the current weight crisis, based on my 30 years of experience and work in the field. Yes, we are putting on weight because we eat too much and take too little exercise. But what exactly are we saying? In Western societies, we all face both the same abundance of foods and the same temptation to be sedentary. So why is it, for example, that 40 million French people manage not to become overweight, whereas the other 20 million get stuck? Yes, we know how we put on weight. All that matters is to understand why. Why do a third of all French people eat too much and exercise too little while at the same time hating it? Well, perhaps I'm going to surprise you, but this is what I truly believe, having seen it every day and with practically every patient who comes to me for a consultation. 20 million French people put on weight because they are unable to adapt to the invisible but very real difficulty of our current way of life. A way of life that is fast, rich and comfortable, but which no longer offers this large group of people a sufficient dose of pleasure, contentment and self-fulfillment. This may be temporary or long-standing, linked to the economic climate or the way our society is, but it affects the quality of our day-to-day life, and food offers an extremely effective outlet for frustration. And the loss of what is natural, instinctive and human contributes to this dissatisfaction and difficulty in adapting to modern life. So, here we are back again with these powders that offer us more artificiality and in the very realm of food, a realm which is both the most fundamentally instinctive and whose emotional charge is matched only by orgasm. A white or pale powder, even when sweetened and flavoured, does not have any of the stimuli that really satisfy us. Feeding ourselves does consist in swallowing a certain quantity of energy and nutrients. It also fulfills our very basic need for pleasure, which we achieve by satisfying our instincts and sensory organs. This is increasingly true as we compensate for the stresses modern life imposes on us. Nutritionists have learnt to their cost that prolonged use of powdered protein diets by young and vulnerable people can result in bulimia, causing instability that makes any hope of stabilisation impossible. For this profound and fundamental reason, this type of food must be limited to only occasional use. I will only briefly mention the other drawbacks, as they are technical and just apply to those who are real enthusiasts for these powders, mostly novices who are convinced by the advertising that they will lose weight really quickly. This is true, but they will put it back on again even more quickly, having upset their ponderostat, the weight control centre located in the brain, forever. Firstly, the price. Slimming with sachets is very expensive. Secondly, Their purity and their quality are not always comparable. Avoid vegetable proteins as they are often incomplete, and stick with milk or egg white proteins. Moreover, powdered proteins should not be confused with powdered meal substitutes, whose ratios of proteins, lipids and glucose are just the same as any traditional meal, but lacking the pleasure of real food. Finally, their total lack of fibre, which causes serious constipation. To conclude, if you want to lose weight and use them over a prolonged period, powdered proteins have absolutely nothing to offer besides a considerable number of drawbacks, and very serious ones at that. Used once or occasionally, they can prove handy to avoid skipping a meal or replace something even more dangerous, a high-risk meal or a fast food sandwich. Do not take lifts or escalators. This instruction is an integral part of my stabilization program. Anyone, especially someone who has lost many pounds and knows how much effort this has cost and how much satisfaction it has given them, has to accept this extremely simple pledge, which is to give up using lifts and escalators. At a time when expensive step machines are sold and gym subscriptions make a hole in many people's pockets, why not think of the stairs as a little exercise you can include for free in your normal daily activities? Here again, you see this advice bandied around like a handy magazine tip. I make a habit of writing it out at the top on my prescriptions, and I have noticed that it is far more effective. Going up or down the stairs makes the body's largest muscles contract, and in a short time, uses up a considerable number of calories. Moreover, it gets sedentary city folk to change their heartbeat regularly, which is an excellent way of preventing coronaries. However, as well as getting you into the habit of burning up calories, in the long term, this instruction also has a deeper purpose. It allows you several times a day to test your determination to never put weight on again. At the bottom of the stairs, equidistant between the lift and the first steps, anyone trying to stabilize their weight is symbolically confronted with a choice that helps them measure their determination. Grabbing hold of the banister and walking up enthusiastically is a simple, practical, and logical choice, a kind of wink from my reader to tell me they believe in my program, that they are following it, and that it works for them. Choosing the lift or escalator with the excuse that you're late or your shopping is too heavy is a sign that you are letting go, and that this is just the beginning. A stabilization program where you are unwilling to make a modest contribution is doomed to failure. So always firmly opt for the stairs. Stabilizing fiber. 3 tablespoons of oat bran every day for life. In the first part of this audiobook, I looked at oat bran in some detail, and I think I have covered everything. But I will just add an observation from my experience as a nutritionist. I have noticed that the patients, readers, and internet users from my coaching website who have achieved the best results and stabilization in the long term are those who most regularly eat bran, and in particular the galettes, which they make a habit of eating twice a day, one in the morning and one in the middle of the afternoon. I think that in addition to its nutritional effects, making you lose calories and feel full, just like taking the stairs and Pure Protein Thursdays, oat bran stands guard over you, making sure that you are still on course, aware of any dangers and equipped to deal with them. In practice, you now have to include your 3 tablespoons in your daily routine. There is nothing to stop you having a fourth if one day you feel the need or inclination. A small precaution. Insofar as oat bran slows down the assimilation of nutrients, causing loss from the intestinal bolus, I am often asked if it does the same with vitamins and certain medications. The answer is yes, but only to a small extent, as vitamins and medication are present in tiny quantities. There is nothing to fear with a dose of up to 3 tablespoons. However, I have noted that some patients can easily exceed this dose, in which case it is best to take a multivitamin supplement, and if you need special medication, to wait for 1 hour after eating the oat bran. I repeat, this is only if you are taking more than 3 tablespoons. Permanent Stabilization Diet Summary. 1. Go back to eating what you want 6 days out of 7, while keeping the consolidation foods as your safety base and platform. 2. Hold on to everything you have learned and the good habits you have acquired while completing the whole program. 3. Enshrine Protein Thursdays as the day that protects you for the rest of your life. 4. Live your life as if lifts and escalators did not exist. 5. Also, take 3 tablespoons of oat bran every day for the rest of your life. If you neglect any of these 5 measures, you will put your weight management at risk. If you give them all up, sooner or later, you will definitely put back on all the weight you have lost. Recipes and menus. The Pure Protein Diet, which is the spearhead of the weight loss part of my program and Stabilization Thursdays, should be familiar to you by now. If you have already started, then you have probably noticed its surprising mixture of effectiveness and simplicity. One of the best things about the Dukan diet is this simplicity, which eliminates all ambiguity by focusing on exactly which foods you can eat. But this diet also has its Achilles heel. Some patients, because they lack time or imagination, limit themselves to a repertoire of steaks, crab sticks, extra lean hams, hard-boiled eggs, and non-fat yogurt, repeating the same menu day after day. This solution is, of course, in line with the diet's creed, which is to allow you to eat freely within the list of permitted foods. But eventually, limiting yourself in this way becomes monotonous and wearisome, wrongly creating the impression that this diet lacks variety. But it does not, so it is absolutely essential, especially for anyone who has a lot of weight to lose, to make a bit of an effort to ensure that this diet is not only bearable, but actually appetizing and attractive. From my consultations, I have seen that given the list of permitted foods, certain people are more inventive than others, and manage to create bold dishes and combinations, as well as innovative recipes that make their diet enjoyable. I started writing down these recipes and giving them to other patients who had less time or creativity, instigating a recipe exchange for anyone about to start the Dukan diet. These recipes strictly use the list of foods for the protein attack diet, and then the list for the cruise diet with its protein foods and vegetables. They are only suggestions, and in no way prevent inventive readers from coming up with original ideas to make every day even more varied. If any of you belong to the ever-shrinking circle of Cordon Bleu cooks, I thank you in advance for any new recipes that you might send me, and I will ensure that I include them, with your name, in my next book. The ultimate purpose of this recipe collection is to save time, so that anyone using them can spend more on improving the quality and presentation of their dishes and meals. Sauces, mayonnaise and dressings. The vast majority of sauces require large quantities of oil, butter or cream, which are the chief enemies of anyone wanting to lose weight. For this reason, these ingredients are excluded from the first 2 phases of the Dukan diet, which are strictly about losing weight. The one exception is tiny, almost negligible amounts of vegetable oil, of your choice when necessary, including the 1 teaspoon in vinaigrette Meyer. The major problem in following my program, and in particular its first 2 phases, is therefore finding suitable sauces and seasonings to accompany some noble foods such as meat, fish, eggs and poultry. We can replace fats with several available alternatives, including the following. Guar gum. This little-known vegetable ingredient is sold in powder form. Containing virtually no calories, its natural gel-like qualities mean that it can be used to thicken sauces and dressings, giving them a creamy, smooth texture, similar to oil-based sauces. Just a tiny amount, 1/4 teaspoon for 150 milliliters or 5 fluid ounces of liquid, is enough to thicken sauces when heated. Corn flour. This ingredient, a cousin of tapioca, is useful for its thickening and binding properties. Although it is a carbohydrate, you need such tiny amounts, 1 teaspoon for 125 milliliters or 4 fluid ounces of sauce, that it is allowed. Corn flour, like guar gum, makes sauces, especially bechamel, creamy without adding any fat. Before you use it, you must thin it with a small amount of cold liquid, water, milk or bouillon, before you add it to the hot mixture. It thickens when heated. low-fat bouillon cubes, beef, chicken, fish and vegetable. These are very useful for certain sauces, not just for thickening and binding qualities when replacing oil in salad dressings, but also when mixed with a bed of chopped sautéed onions to accompany meat and fish, to add flavour without fat. I now suggest a few recipes for some basic sauces and dressings using these ingredients. Vinaigrette is a basic but important dressing for the cruise phase. So that you can enjoy salads and raw vegetables, it can be adapted to suit all tastes. Vinaigrette Meyer. 1 tablespoon of Dijon mustard or Meur à l'ancienne. 5 tablespoons of balsamic vinegar. 1 teaspoon of vegetable oil. 1 garlic clove. 7 or 8 fresh or frozen chopped basil leaves. Salt and black pepper. Take an old mustard jar and fill it with all the ingredients, mixing very thoroughly. If you like garlic, leave a clove to marinate in the bottom of the jar. Vegetable bouillon vinaigrette. 1 low-fat vegetable bouillon cube. 2 tablespoons of hot water. 1 level teaspoon of corn flour. 2 tablespoons of vinegar. 1 tablespoon of French Meur à l'ancienne. Dilute the bouillon cube in hot water. Add the corn flour, vinegar and mustard and mix together well. Duquin herb mayonnaise. 1 raw egg yolk. 1 tablespoon of Dijon mustard. 3 tablespoons of non-fat fromage frais or quark. 1 tablespoon of chopped parsley or chives. Salt and black pepper. Put the egg yolk in a mixing bowl and combine with the mustard. Season with salt and pepper and add the herbs. Gradually mix in the fromage frais or quark, stirring continuously. Mayonnaise must be refrigerated. Alternative oil-free mayonnaise. 1 hard-boiled egg. 55 grams or 2 ounces of non-fat fromage frais or quark. 1/2 teaspoon of Dijon mustard. Salt and black pepper. Crush the hard-boiled egg with a fork and mix into the non-fat fromage frais or quark. Then add the mustard, salt and pepper, and some herbs if you wish. Mayonnaise must be refrigerated. Sauce Béarnaise d'origine, or Diet Béarnaise sauce. 2 teaspoons of white vinegar. 1 small shallot, finely chopped. 1/4 teaspoon of tarragon, crushed or chopped according to taste. And 2 egg yolks. Put the vinegar in a bowl in a saucepan over simmering water. Then add the chopped shallot and tarragon. Slowly warm over a low heat. Let the vinegar mixture cool, then pour it over the 2 egg yolks, beating well as if making mayonnaise. Sauce Ravigot. 1 hard-boiled egg. 3 medium-sized gherkins, finely diced. 1 small onion, chopped. 2 tablespoons each of chopped chives, parsley and tarragon. 2 small pots of non-fat yogurt. 1/2 teaspoon of Dijon mustard. Salt. In a glass bowl, mix together the egg, gherkins, onion and herbs. Add the yogurt, mustard and salt. Serve with fish, hard-boiled eggs, meat and vegetables. Sauce blanche, or white sauce. 125 millilitres, or 4 fluid ounces of skimmed milk. 2 egg yolks, beaten. 1 small pot of non-fat yogurt. Salt and black pepper. In a double saucepan, heat the milk until lukewarm. Then add salt and pepper. Pour a small amount of the milk over the egg yolks. Then incorporate the eggs and milk mixture into the pan. Beat well and add the yogurt. Heat the sauce through. If serving with fish, you can add some chopped gherkin. Coulis de tomate, tomato sauce. 70 grams or 2.5 ounces of finely chopped onion. 6 to 8 fresh tomatoes, peeled and seeds removed. Or 1 × 410 gram, 14.5 ounce can of peeled tomatoes. 1/2 teaspoon of basil. 1/2 teaspoon of fresh mint. 1/2 teaspoon of tarragon, salt and black pepper. Put the chopped onion and fresh or canned tomatoes in a non-stick saucepan. Add salt and pepper to taste. Cover and simmer over a low heat for 20 minutes. Let the sauce cool, then add the herbs. Serve with fish and vegetables in the cruising stage. Sauce au fan herbe, or herb sauce. 1 low-fat bouillon cube, meat, fish or vegetable. 1 teaspoon of corn flour. 200 grams or 7 ounces of non-fat fromage frais or quark. Herbs, watercress, parsley, tarragon, chives, mint or small shallots. Salt and black pepper. Dissolve a bouillon cube in half a glass of lukewarm water and slowly add the corn flour, mixing all the time. Place in a saucepan over low heat and stir until it thickens. Remove from the heat and mix in the non-fat fromage frais or quark, herbs and salt and pepper to taste. Serve with either fish or meat. Sauce chasseur or hunter's sauce. 2 finely chopped shallots. 3 tablespoons of vinegar. 2 tablespoons of water. 1 beaten egg yolk. 2 tablespoons of non-fat fromage frais or quark. 1 sprig of tarragon, chopped. Salt and black pepper. In a saucepan, mix the chopped shallots with the vinegar and water. Cover and cook for about 10 minutes. Uncover and continue cooking until the sauce thickens, for 5 more minutes. Remove from the heat, add the beaten egg yolk and quark or fromage frais. Then add the chopped tarragon and season to taste. Reheat in a double saucepan to thicken further. Serve with meat and fish. Hollandaise sauce. 1 egg yolk. 1 teaspoon of Dijon mustard. 2 tablespoons of lemon juice. 50 millilitres or 2 fluid ounces of warm skimmed milk. Combine the egg yolk, mustard and lemon juice in a double saucepan over simmering but not boiling water. Let this heat for a few minutes to thicken, and then, stirring slowly, add the warm milk. Let the sauce thicken and keep warm until needed. Serve with white fish, asparagus, French beans and spinach in the cruising stage. Bechamel sauce. 250 millilitres or 9 fluid ounces of cold skimmed milk. 1 tablespoon of corn flour. 1 low-fat beef bouillon cube. Salt, black pepper and nutmeg. In a saucepan, mix together the cold milk and corn flour. Then add the bouillon cube. Let this cook for a few minutes on a low heat until it thickens. Add some salt, pepper and nutmeg to taste. Ideal for vegetable gratins and chicory wrapped in ham during the cruising stage. Sauce au Réfort, horseradish sauce. 225 millilitres or 8 fluid ounces of non-fat fromage frais or quark. 1 tablespoon of chopped horseradish, salt and black pepper. Mix the fromage frais or quark with the horseradish, salt and pepper until a fine, light mixture is obtained. Serve with fish that has been steamed, microwaved or cooked en papillote. Also good with white meats such as pork and poultry. Sauce divine, heavenly sauce. 2 egg yolks. 1 tablespoon of Dijon mustard. 150 grams or 5.5 ounces of non-fat fromage frais or quark. 1 teaspoon of corn flour. Chopped herbs, dill, parsley, tarragon, etc. Fresh lemon juice, salt and black pepper. In a saucepan, mix together the egg yolks, mustard, fromage frais or quark and corn flour. Season to taste. Gently bring to the boil. Remove from the heat and add some chopped herbs and lemon juice. Serve hot or warm with cooked fish. Meat recipes for the attack diet. Rôti de bœuf, roast beef. This recipe is for 4 to 6 servings. You will need a meat thermometer. 1.3 kilograms or 3 pounds of sirloin or fillet of beef. Salt and black pepper. Preheat the oven to 240 degrees centigrade. That's 470 degrees Fahrenheit or gas mark 9. Roast the beef in a dish, uncovered for 15 minutes. Do not add salt until after it is cooked, so that the juices do not dry out. Reduce the oven temperature to 160 degrees centigrade, 325 Fahrenheit or gas mark 3. Continue to roast until the thermometer inserted into the centre of the roast shows 49 degrees centigrade or 120 degrees Fahrenheit, another 35 to 45 minutes. Transfer the roast to a chopping board and let it stand uncovered for 15 minutes. Season to taste, then carve and serve. Cold beef leftovers. Serve using one of the many sauces described already. Brochette de filet de bœuf, beef kebabs. For 4 servings, you will need 4 skewers. 400 grams or 14 ounces of beef fillet, cut into large chunks. 50 millilitres or 2 fluid ounces of low-sodium soy sauce, 2 tablespoons of Dijon mustard, 1 tablespoon of cider vinegar, a little thyme, 1 bay leaf, a dash of vegetable oil, 50 millilitres or 2 fluid ounces of fresh lemon juice. Mix all the ingredients together and marinate the beef for 2 to 4 hours in the refrigerator. Discard the marinade. Place the chunks of beef on the skewers. If using wooden skewers, make sure you soak them in water first to prevent them burning. Grill until cooked to your liking. During the cruise phase, you may add tomatoes, mushrooms, peppers and onions to the skewer. During the attack phase, you can add these for the taste they give the meat and to make the kebabs look attractive, but do not eat the vegetables. Steak au poivre, pepper steak, 4 servings. 600 grams or 1¼ pounds of good sirloin steak, about 2 to 2.5 centimetres or 3/4 to 1 inch thick. 1 small pot of non-fat yogurt. 1 teaspoon of vegetable oil. Freshly ground black pepper. Cook the steak in a non-stick frying pan, then cover with coarsely ground black pepper. In another saucepan, warm the yogurt. Add the vegetable oil and season with pepper. Pour half this mixture onto the steak when it is still very hot. Turn off the heat, but leave the steak in the pan. Stir the rest of the sauce, pour over the steak and serve. Bœuf bouilli, boiled beef, 4 servings. 450 grams or 1 pound of lean sirloin. 1.5 litres or 2.5 pints of water. 1 teaspoon of thyme. 1 bay leaf. 1 low-fat beef bouillon cube. 1 onion. Salt and black pepper. Gherkins to serve. Put the meat, water, thyme, bay leaf, bouillon cube, onion, salt and pepper in a large pot. Cook for 1 hour and 15 minutes on a medium heat. Cool until lukewarm, then cut into cubes. Serve with sauce ravigot and gherkins. In the cruise phase, add a leek to the stew. Serve with tomato sauce. Rôti de bœuf haché, meatloaf. Makes enough for 10 to 12 slices. 1.2 kilograms or 2.5 pounds of lean minced beef. 1 finely chopped onion. 2 eggs beaten. 4 tablespoons of non-fat fromage frais or yogurt. 2 hard-boiled eggs, sliced. Salt and black pepper. Preheat the oven to 180 degrees centigrade. That's 350 degrees Fahrenheit or gas mark 4. Carefully mix the chopped onion, beaten eggs, fromage frais or yogurt, salt and pepper into the minced beef. Lightly oil and dust with flour a bread tin. Then add half the mixture. Place the sliced hard-boiled eggs on top in a row, then add the rest of the meatloaf mixture. Cook for 1 hour. Let the loaf stand for 10 minutes before slicing. Serve, hot or cold, with the sauce de Réfort, sauce au fin herbe, or coulis de tomate in the cruise phase. Bœuf luglac, 2 servings. 400 grams or 14 ounces of beef. 2 tablespoons of soy sauce. 1 tablespoon of oyster sauce. 1 large piece of ginger, crushed. 4 garlic cloves, crushed. A few coriander leaves to garnish. Black pepper. Cut the meat into 1 centimeter or 1/2 inch cubes and season with the soy sauce, oyster sauce, crushed ginger and pepper. Leave to marinate for at least 30 minutes. Just before you are ready to serve, grease a frying pan with a drop of vegetable oil and gently fry the garlic. Once the garlic has started to brown and smell good, add the meat and cook over a very high heat. Mix together rapidly for 10 to 15 seconds. The meat should still be a little rare, so do not overcook. Garnish with a few fresh coriander leaves. Escalope de veau, veal medallions, for 4 servings. 450 grams or 1 pound of lean trimmed veal. 1 small onion, sliced. This is used only for flavour. 1 garlic clove, crushed. 1 low-fat bouillon cube, dissolved in 2 tablespoons of water. 1 lemon, cut into quarters. Salt and black pepper. Pound the veal between sheets of plastic wrap until 3 millimetres or 1/8 of an inch thick. Then cut into 16 equal pieces. Sprinkle with salt and pepper. Prepare a bed of onions and garlic in a non-stick frying pan and sprinkle over the bouillon liquid. Cook until the onions caramelise. Place the veal medallions on the bed of onions and cook for 10 minutes on each side. Remove the onions and quickly cook the meat over a high heat in the remaining juices. Serve with fresh lemon wedges. Côte de veau poêlée. Sauteed veal chops. 4 servings. 4 lean veal chops. 1 small onion, sliced, used only for flavour. 1 garlic clove, crushed. 1 low-fat bouillon cube dissolved in 2 tablespoons of water. 1 lemon, cut into quarters. 2 gherkins, sliced. Salt and black pepper. Sprinkle the veal chops with salt and pepper. Prepare a bed of onions and garlic in a non-stick frying pan and sprinkle over the bouillon liquid. Cook until the onions caramelise. Put the veal chops on the bed of onions, cook for 10 minutes on each side, then add 2 tablespoons of water and cook for another minute. Remove the onions and turn the meat over at a high heat in the remaining juices. Serve with fresh lemon wedges and gherkin slices. Foie de veau poêlé au vinaigre de Xerais. Veal liver sautéed in sherry vinegar. 2 servings can be doubled. 350 grams or 12 ounces of veal's liver. 1 small onion, sliced or chopped. 1 large garlic clove, crushed. 1 teaspoon of fresh lemon juice. 1.5 tablespoons of sherry vinegar. Put the onion and garlic in a non-stick frying pan and slowly cook on a medium heat until they caramelise. Place the liver on top of the onions and cook for 6 to 10 minutes on each side. Remove the onions, then add the lemon juice and vinegar to the juices and cook the liver on a high heat until done. Langue de bœuf sauce ravigot. Beef tongue with ravigot sauce. 4 servings. 1 beef tongue trimmed of fat. 1.5 litres or 2.5 pints of water. 1 teaspoon of thyme. 1 bay leaf. 1 whole onion, salt and black pepper. Place the tongue, water, thyme, bay leaf, onion, salt and pepper in a large pot. Cook for 1 hour and 15 minutes on a medium heat. Cut into slices and serve warm, with sauce ravigot and pickles. Remember to use only the front part of the tongue. The leanest part is closest to the tip. Poultry recipes for the attack diet. Poulet à l'estragon. Roast chicken with tarragon and lemon. 6 servings. 1 roasting chicken, washed, rinsed and patted dry with kitchen paper. 1 garlic clove, diced. Fresh tarragon. 1 fresh lemon, cut in half. 1 whole onion, salt and black pepper. Preheat the oven to 220 degrees centigrade. That's 425 degrees Fahrenheit or gas mark 7. Rub the chicken with the garlic, some fresh tarragon and a lemon half. Chop the remaining tarragon and place it inside the chicken with the onion and other lemon half. Cover with foil and cook in the oven until the juices run clear. Remove the foil and let the top brown for the last 10 minutes. Avoid eating the skin and tips of the wings. Soufflé de poulet. Chicken soufflé. For 4 servings. 115 grams or 4 ounces of white chicken meat in bite-sized pieces. A sprinkling of dried herbs. Thyme, rosemary, sage and nutmeg. 225 millilitres or 8 fluid ounces of skimmed milk. 2 eggs, separated. Egg whites at room temperature. Salt and black pepper. Preheat the oven to 160 degrees centigrade, that's 325 degrees Fahrenheit or gas mark 3. Lightly oil and dust a 1.2 litre 2-pint soufflé dish. Mix together the chicken, salt, pepper and herbs. Heat up the skimmed milk and pour it over the 2 egg yolks. Mix the milk and egg mixture with the chopped chicken and herbs and put into the soufflé dish. Whip the egg whites until soft peaks form. Do not overbeat. Carefully fold them into the chicken mixture so that the soufflé will rise. Cook in a medium-hot oven for a good half hour. Serve immediately. Poulet moutarde. Chicken with mustard. 4 servings. 8 skinless chicken thighs with bones. 115 grams or 4 ounces of Dijon mustard. 1 teaspoon of thyme. 1 teaspoon of vegetable oil. 175 grams or 6 ounces of non-fat yogurt or fromage frais. Salt and black pepper. Gherkin slices to serve. Preheat the oven to 200 degrees centigrade, that's 400 degrees Fahrenheit or gas mark 6. Place a sheet of aluminium foil on a large baking sheet and on it put the chicken thighs coated with mustard and sprinkled with thyme. Place another piece of aluminium foil over the first to make a pouch. Seal the foil seams completely so that no steam can escape. Put in the preheated oven and cook for 45 to 60 minutes. When the chicken is almost cooked, mix together the oil and non-fat yogurt or fromage frais and season with salt and pepper. Continue baking the chicken until done. Remove the foil and pour the sauce over the chicken thighs, dissolving the dried mustard. Serve with gherkin slices. Escalope de poulet tandoori. Tandoori chicken escallops. 6 servings. 6 chicken breast fillets. 2 small pots of non-fat yogurt. 2 tablespoons of tandoori masala spice mix. 3 garlic cloves, crushed. 2 centimetres or 3/4 inch piece of ginger, crushed. 2 green chilies, crushed. Lemon juice. Salt and black pepper. Mix all the ingredients together, except the meat. Make sure that the garlic, ginger, chilies and spices are completely crushed to make a smooth blend. Score the chicken so that the yogurt spice mixture gets right inside the meat and leave to marinate overnight in the fridge. The next day, cook in a moderate oven. That's 200 degrees centigrade or 400 degrees Fahrenheit, gas mark 6, for 20 minutes, then brown under the grill before serving. Poulet à l'Indienne, Indian chicken, 4 servings. 1 whole chicken cut into pieces, 1 lemon, 3 small pots of non-fat yogurt, 4 tablespoons of chopped root ginger, 3 garlic cloves, chopped, 1 teaspoon of cinnamon, 2 pinches of cayenne chili pepper, 1 teaspoon of coriander seeds, 3 cloves, 10 mint leaves, chopped, 2 onions, finely chopped, 1 tablespoon of water, 1 low-fat chicken stock cube, salt and black pepper. Zest the lemon. In a bowl, mix together the yogurt, ginger, garlic, spices, lemon zest and mint leaves. Season the chicken pieces. Add to the yogurt mixture and leave to marinate in the fridge for 24 hours. The following day, brown the onions in a non-stick casserole dish with the water, then add the chicken and marinade. Simmer over a gentle heat for about 1 hour. Make soup with the remaining juices by adding a low-fat chicken stock cube. Serve hot. Poulet au citron, lemon chicken, 2 servings. 500 grams or 1 pound 2 ounces of chicken. 1 onion, thinly sliced. 2 garlic cloves, chopped. 1/2 teaspoon of finely chopped ginger. Juice and zest of 2 lemons. 2 tablespoons of soy sauce. 1 bouquet garni. 1 pinch of cinnamon. 1 pinch of powdered ginger. Salt and black pepper. Cut the meat into medium-sized cubes. In a non-stick casserole dish, gently fry the onion, garlic and ginger over a moderate heat for 3 to 4 minutes. Add the meat and stir for 2 minutes with a spatula to brown over a high heat. Moisten with lemon juice, soy sauce and 150 milliliters or 1/4 pint of water. Add the bouquet garni, cinnamon, powdered ginger and lemon zest. Then season with salt and pepper and simmer, covered, over a gentle heat for 45 minutes. Serve hot. Fish and seafood recipes for the attack diet. Sole nature cide vapeur. Steam sole. 4 servings. Note, this fish is steamed on plates so it holds the juices around the fillets. 900 grams or 2 pounds of sole fillets cut into 8 pieces. 2 tablespoons of chopped parsley. 1 fresh lemon cut into quarters. Salt and black pepper. Wash and pat dry the fillets with kitchen towel. Transfer the fish between 2 rimmed plates. Make sure there is a large enough rim to cover the edges of the saucepan. Fill a saucepan 3/4 full of water. Bring the water to the boil. Put the plates of fish on top of the pan with the rims resting on the edges. The fish will be perfectly cooked in 15 minutes. Garnish with the chopped parsley and season. Serve immediately with the lemon wedges. Poisson sauce blanche. White fish with white sauce. 4 servings. 4 times 175 grams or 6 ounces of hake, halibut or cod steaks. 850 milliliters or 1.5 pints of water. 10 whole peppercorns. 1 shallot, chopped. 1 low-fat vegetable bouillon cube. 2 bay leaves. Bring the water, peppercorns, shallot, bouillon cube and bay leaves to boiling point in a deep poaching pan over a medium heat. Reduce to a simmer and add the fish. Poach, uncovered until opaque and cooked through, about 6 minutes. Discard the pan juices. Serve with sauce blanche. Dorade Royale, Sea Bream Royale, 4 servings. 4 × 140 grams, or 5 ounces, of skinless sea bass fillets, 2 centimeters, or 3/4 of an inch thick, bones removed. 450 grams, or 1 pound, of fresh mussels, rinsed and well scrubbed. 1 large onion, sliced. 125 milliliters, or 4 fluid ounces, of dry white wine. Lemon juice. Salt and black pepper. Lemon wedges to serve. Preheat the oven to 230 degrees centigrade, 450 degrees Fahrenheit, or gas mark 8. Wash the fish fillets carefully, then place them in a large baking dish and garnish with a sliced onion. In a large saucepan, steam the mussels in the wine over a medium heat until they open. Discard any unopened mussels. Take the juice from the mussels, add the lemon juice and strain it well. Pour this liquid over the sea bass and season with freshly grated black pepper. Put the fish into the oven and cook, uncovered, for 30 minutes until done. Shell the mussels and add them to the fish for the last 5 minutes of cooking time with 2 tablespoons of water and a pinch of salt. Discard the juices from the pan and serve with fresh lemon wedges. Dorade Grillée, Grilled Sea Bream, 4 servings. 4 × 140 grams, or 5 ounces, of boneless sea bass fillets. 1/4 teaspoon of dill. 1/4 teaspoon of tarragon. 1/2 small onion, chopped. Salt and freshly ground black pepper. Lemon wedges to serve. Wash and pat dry the fillets with kitchen towel. Sprinkle on the herbs and onion and season with pepper. Place the fish either on the grill, with the rack lightly oiled with vegetable oil so the fish doesn't stick, or in a moderate oven until it is done, about 20 minutes. Add salt after cooking. Serve with fresh lemon wedges. Saumon or papillote, baked salmon parcel, 4 servings. 4 × 175 grams, or 6 ounces, salmon steaks from the middle of the fish. 1 teaspoon of dill. 1 fresh lemon, squeezed. 1 leek, sliced, and 1 onion, sliced, for flavour only, will be discarded for the attack diet. Salt and black pepper. Preheat the oven to 200 degrees centigrade, 400 degrees Fahrenheit, or gas mark 6. Place the salmon on aluminium foil on a baking sheet, leaving enough extra foil to make a pouch. Sprinkle with the dill, lemon juice, salt and pepper. Add the onion and leek slices for flavouring, to be discarded after cooking. Tightly seal the foil seams to preserve the salmon's texture and the rich flavours in the juice. Cook for 20 minutes, or less according to your taste. Serve immediately. Saumon grillé à l'unilatéral. Grilled salmon, 4 servings. 4 × 175 grams, or 6 ounces, salmon steaks from the centre. Salt and pepper. Fresh dill to garnish. Lemon wedges to serve. Place the salmon, skin side up, on a baking dish or sheet covered with aluminium foil and liberally sprinkle with coarse salt. Cook under the grill until the salt is wet with juice and the skin begins to brown and crack. At this point, the meat just under the skin is cooked, firm and a bright orange colour. Remove the salmon, scrape off the salt and turn it over. Salmon is best when it is just cooked to perfection, not overcooked, still with its salmon colour, steamy hot on the skin side, and just warm but nicely pink on the surface. Garnish with dill and serve with fresh lemon wedges. Use up any leftover salmon served cold with Duquin herb mayonnaise. Saumon au four, baked salmon, 4 servings. 4 × 175 grams, or 6 ounces, of salmon fillets from the centre. 125 millilitres, or 4 fluid ounces, of dry white wine. 4 fresh sprigs of dill. Salt and black pepper. Lemon wedges to serve. Preheat the oven to 190 degrees centigrade. That's 375 degrees Fahrenheit, or gas mark 5. Wash and pat dry the fish. Place the fish skin side down in a clear baking dish. Add the wine and some black pepper. Put the sprigs of dill on each fillet. Bake until just opaque in the centre, about 20 minutes. Lightly salt and discard the pan juices. Serve with fresh lemon wedges. Saumon poché, poached salmon fillets. 6 servings. 6 times 175 grams, that's 6 ounces of salmon fillets from the centre. 100 millilitres, or 3.5 fluid ounces of water. 100 millilitres, 3.5 fluid ounces of dry white wine. 1 shallot, finely sliced. 4 fresh sprigs of parsley. Fresh thyme. Lemon wedges to serve. Combine the water, wine, shallot, parsley and thyme in a large poaching pan. Add the salmon fillets, skin side down. Cover tightly and simmer on a medium heat for about 10 minutes. Remove from the heat and allow to stand for 5 minutes. Discard the pan juices and serve with fresh lemon wedges. Leftover salmon can be served cold with Duquin herb mayonnaise. Saumon cru marine, marinated raw salmon, for 4 servings. 675 grams, 1.5 pounds of smoked salmon. Juice of 1 fresh lemon. 1/4 teaspoon of dill. 1/4 teaspoon of tarragon. 1 green pepper, de-seeded and sliced, for flavour only. Salt and black pepper. Place the salmon in a shallow baking dish. Sprinkle with the lemon, dill and tarragon, salt and black pepper. Add the green pepper, then leave to marinate and chill overnight. Discard the pepper, cut into slices, decorate with dill and serve. Tartare de saumon, salmon tartare. 2 servings. 225 grams, or 1/2 pound of smoked salmon, chopped. 155 millilitres, or 4 fluid ounces, of sauce au fin herbe. Mix the chopped salmon and herb sauce together thoroughly, ensuring they are well blended. Add more sauce to suit your own preference. Moule marinière. 2 servings can be doubled. 900 grams or 2 pounds of fresh medium-sized mussels, scrubbed and rinsed several times. 1/2 medium onion, sliced. 2 garlic cloves, chopped. 1/4 teaspoon of thyme. 1 bay leaf. 225 millilitres or 8 fluid ounces of dry white wine. 1/4 teaspoon of ground black pepper. 55 grams or 2 ounces of chopped parsley. 1/4 teaspoon of salt. Place the clean mussels in a pot with all the ingredients listed above except the salt. Cover the pot and cook over a high heat. Shake the pot until the mussels open, about 4 to 5 minutes. Discard any unopened ones. Put them on a platter with a lightly salted juice and serve. Ramekin de moule, baked mussels. 4 servings. 2 litres or 3.5 pints of mussels, scrubbed and rinsed well. 225 millilitres or 8 fluid ounces of dry white wine. 3 eggs. 1 tablespoon of non-fat fromage frais or cork, thinned with water. 30 grams or 1 ounce of fresh parsley, chopped. Salt and black pepper. Preheat the oven to 230 degrees centigrade, that's 450 degrees Fahrenheit or gas mark 8. Put the mussels in a large saucepan with the white wine and steam on a high heat until they open, shaking the pan occasionally. Discard any that do not open. Shake the mussels and drain off the liquid into a strainer. While the liquid is still warm, mix in the eggs, fromage frais or cork and parsley. Season. Place the mussels in individual ramekins or a large soufflé dish and cook in the oven for 10 minutes. Serve immediately. Crab farci, stuffed crab. 4 servings. 675 grams or 1.5 pounds of fresh crab meat, cartilage removed. Mayonnaise. 4 hard-boiled eggs, peeled and sliced. Mix together the mayonnaise and crab meat and serve with slices of hard-boiled egg. For the crew's diet, add sliced tomatoes and salad leaves. Coquille Saint-Jacques en gratin. Scallops gratin. 4 servings. 4 large scallops. 450 grams or 1 pound of mussels, scrubbed and rinsed. 115 grams or 4 ounces of shrimps, peeled, deveined and rinsed. 1 litre or 1 3/4 pints of water. 3 tablespoons of wine vinegar. 50 millilitres or 2 fluid ounces of dry white wine. 2 hard-boiled eggs, mashed. 1 shallot, chopped. 15 grams or 1/2 ounce of fresh parsley, chopped, or 1 tablespoon if dry. Preheat the oven to 200 degrees centigrade, That's 400 degrees Fahrenheit, or gas mark 6. Cook the scallops for 15 minutes in a saucepan with the water and vinegar. Cook the mussels over a high heat with the wine until they are completely open. Discard any unopened ones. Strain the liquid. Mix together the eggs, shallot and parsley. Then add the shelled mussels and shrimps. Cut the scallops into large cubes and add them to the mixture. To moisten, add some juice from the mussels until you have a rich, smooth blend. Divide the mixture between four ramekins and place them on a baking sheet in the oven.